Some days ago, I got an email from a disciple of mine asking me what I thought about business yoga and sent me a link to a talk about business yoga, which had been given by a devotee. Obviously, he didn't think that whatever was spoken about in that talk about business yoga was very bona fide, and he wanted to bring my attention to it and wanted me to comment on it. However, I replied, look, there are so many things going on. I can't keep on top of so many different things, so many different ideas and this and that, and I can't spend so much time to watch some video on business yoga. I told him, you consult with, I gave the name of another of my disciples who's who he's guided by and who's got a clear understanding of philosophy. Now, I don't know what was in that talk about business yoga, so I'm not going to comment on it. That someone thinks it's questionable doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. In fact, it doesn't sound like such a bad idea after all, because Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jahoshi, dadasi, yad tapasyasi, kaunte, yad tat karushva, madhara pranam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever charity you give, whatever austerities you perform, do it as an offering to me, Krishna says. So if one is doing business, that can also be a kind of yoga if one offers the result to Krishna. Now, I'm just saying that as prima facie, or just on face value, the idea of business yoga doesn't sound like such a bad idea to me. But again, I don't know what was said exactly, and I'm not going to watch that video to find out and then try and analyze it and say, this is right, this isn't right. Because I get all the time, someone says, you have to tell everyone, will you make a cow protection movement? You should lead, Bhaktivikas Swami, why don't you lead a cow protection movement? And someone's writing, you should spearhead a movement to establish that Brahmanas, people born in Brahmana families, they shouldn't marry people from non-Brahmana families. You should protect the original Brahmana caste. And so many different things. Now, first of all, what is right and what is wrong? There may be so many questionable things which are going on in or around the Krishna consciousness movement or beyond the Krishna consciousness movement. How can we know what is right and what is wrong? Instead of trying to examine each one piecemeal, we can, if we study Srila Prabhupada's books and apply ourselves sincerely in the process of Krishna consciousness, and associate with devotees whose aim is to serve Krishna sincerely, and then everything becomes very clear what is right and what is wrong. should do. Sincere, what do we mean by sincere? It means with the motivation anyabhilashita shunyam gyanakamadhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktirutama. To have the motive to serve Krishna for Krishna's pleasure only, without any idea of personal emolument, without any idea of enjoying this material world or even being liberated from this material world. With such an attitude, one can execute devotional service in a pure way. And to such a devotee who does so under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, then yasya deve param bhaktir, yata deve tata guro, tasyaite katitahyarta prakashante mahatmana. Everything becomes clear. What is right, what is wrong, what should be done, what shouldn't be done. Everything is revealed by Krishna within the heart. Now, having said that, yeah, everything is revealed within the Krishna, by Krishna within the heart, and one can understand what should be done and what should not be done. That is our major problem in this material life. Pravritting cha, nivritting cha, janana vidurasuraha. What should be done and what should not be done? Those who don't understand this are demons, but devotees should understand what should be done and what shouldn't be done. Now, having said that, there may be disputes in Vaishnava society or disagreements or different angles of vision. Because, for instance, it may be said, we don't want to discuss about business yoga. We want to tell everyone to surrender to Krishna. If you encourage people in business, then they'll just become all business-minded and they'll become thinking of money and this and that, and they'll forget Krishna. It's all right in theory, but practically it doesn't work. But someone else may say, no, come on, the people are doing business and they're pious. Why not encourage them to do it for Krishna? But if we talk about that too much, then all our devotees will want to become businessmen or businesswomen. So there may be some discussion about the pros and cons of certain initiatives, and certain devotees may have different outlooks. And we see that is a difficult feature of our Krishna consciousness movement at the present time. Should we follow the example of Srila Prabhupada in not appointing any women to the posts of GBCs or Tamil presidents and therefore not have female Diksha gurus? Or should we adjust to the times to facilitate the spread of the Krishna conscious movement and have women as gurus, and that will appeal to the egalitarian-minded people of the world? So it's a question that what's the motive may be the same to serve the preaching mission of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there may be disagreements over what to do. And some of them may be very thorny questions. But like I say, I can't personally divert my mind to so many different things. Someone sent me the other day, maybe a few weeks ago now, some brahmachari in Delhi has written a book in Hindi establishing that about 100 years ago in northern India there was an incarnation of Krishna. Well, that's pretty bogus. But these things are going on. There's so many things. It's hard to keep track of the so many different ideas which are there. If Srila Prabhupada was here, we could go to Srila Prabhupada and just ask him, should this be done or should this not be done? Now we have his books, we have his instructions, and we have to try to work out what should be done. Now, clearly, promoting some ordinary man from Uttar Pradesh as an incarnation of Krishna is absolutely bogus. But it's being promoted by someone from ISKCON Delhi, and big wigs in ISKCON Delhi are giving their approval of it. And what can we do? What can we do? Prabhupada's not there to discipline and show the clear light. Actually, he is there to show the clear light, but somehow or other, in the name of Prabhupada, so many strange things are going on. So like I say, piecemeal, I can't deal with so many different problems. There are different problems. There are so many questionable things. I do have quite a few disciples who have imbibed the spirit of Srila Prabhupada, have studied the books very deeply, Srila Prabhupada's books, and who can guide you on this. But that may be part of their service, to guide devotees intimately. But I'm not doing that, actually, although I am initiating as a guru. But just like Prabhupada, at some point, he withdrew from answering so many questions of his disciples and said, ask my senior disciples. I'm writing books, Srila Prabhupada wrote again and again. He wanted to be relieved from all these things and let his senior disciples take this over. So also, I'm writing books. I'm not saying on the level of Prabhupada, but I can say with all the humility at my command that some of the books I'm writing are important for the Krishna consciousness movement. So please don't expect me to guide you at every single step, just like the older children in the joint families or the large families which I used to see. As a child, the Catholic families, some of them had more than 10 children in one family. In Bangladesh, I used to see the older children, they guide the younger children, not that the parents have to be involved with every single detail. They've trained the older children, and the older children can help to look after the younger children. Not that the parents are completely aloof from all of this, but they do have the younger ones to help. So my answer is business yoga is a questionable initiative in some people's minds. Whatever's been promoted as business yoga in some video on YouTube, is it acceptable or is it not acceptable? Is it properly in the line of Srila Prabhupada? I'm not going to say. I don't know. And there may be so many things going on. I can't keep track of all of them. If it bothers you in particular, why it should bother you in particular, I don't know why. Why do you have to wander around on the internet and watch so many things and hear so many things and see so many things? Why not stick to the essence? But if it bothers you or if you feel people are being misled by it, then you can confirm that with other devotees and see what you can do about it. But you can't do it. You can't tell YouTube to take it down. It doesn't violate their protocol. And even you may say, well, someone's promoting someone as some ordinary man as an incarnation of Krishna. Yeah, but it's not making waves. It's not seriously misleading people. So if people are foolish enough to be misled by that, well, how much can you do? Even the Supreme Lord himself gives everyone individual independence. If I presume that I'm on the proper path, which I do, because I have great faith in the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, which seem to me crystal clear, which are the teachings of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. But then others may feel differently. So I'm confident in the line that I'm in. I'm confident in giving instruction to others in that line. But I can't police the whole Krishna consciousness movement. I can point out some things here and there, but like I say, every little thing. It's not possible for us to do that. That's the way it is. We find in Chaitanya Bhagavat that after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many different funny ideas came out. So it's like that after the departure of Srila Prabhupada, so many different ideas are coming out. It may not be that it's all bad. It may be the devotees are trying in different ways to present the message of Krishna consciousness. Although in general, we should present the Krishna consciousness message very straightforwardly as Prabhupada did. And we should distribute his books and establish Varnashram Dharma communities as he desired. There's plenty of work to do straightforwardly, exactly on the line that Srila Prabhupada gave, without giving so many innovations. In general, I'm not much in favor of them. I've spoken about this many times. In other words, catch the general principle. We have to serve Krishna without personal motivation, taking guidance and association from devotees who are in that mood. Others may do so many other things that we cannot stop. We may point it out, but like I say, if there are some major issues, I may get into it and talk about it. And that's it. I did my duty. But every little thing that comes up, I just can't get involved in. So that's the way the world is. What can we do? We can preach Krishna consciousness as best we can and pray that those who are sincere will be attracted to that, and we can't legislate the way that other people do things or say things or think of things. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya churna kung padaya nipatya kritva chakaku shatameta raham bravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat goranga chandu charne kurutanu ragaha parivadatu jano yatatata va nanumokaro navayang navicharayamaha. Yavicharya maha hari rasam madhiram adati mata bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama.